Good. Happy. I'm happy to do that outside of council session. We're on a schedule here. Next individual,
please. Item 1320, request of Sarah Hobbs to address council regarding need to do better concerning Portland's rising rate of suicide.
Good morning.
For the record, my name is Sarah Hobbs, and having spent the past year and a half on my suicide prevention work partnering directly with city suicide first responders, there are a number of issues that I hear constantly that I feel need to be addressed. One is, it's not our problem, go to the county, especially when it comes to the issue of addressing our high rate of high-risk suicide as it pertains to Portland Bridges. So seeking information, I spoke to somebody at PBOT and learned some interesting things that some genuinely surprised me when it came to where bridge jurisdiction within the city of Portland lies. Any bridge that is a connector to a state road falls under ODOT jurisdiction. That is the St. John's Bridge, the Markham Bridge, the Fremont Bridge, and the Ross Island Bridge. The Steel Bridge is privately owned by the Union Pacific Railroad Corporation and is their responsibility. The Burlington Northern Santa Fe Mainline Bridge, just south of the St. John's Bridge, is the responsibility of the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Corporation. The remaining seven bridges that go over the river are the county's responsibility, but the Portland Bureau of Transportation has a jurisdiction over 155 bridges referred to as neighborhood bridges. The most well-known of these bridges that PBOT has jurisdiction of, because of its horrible reputation of 90 years as Portland's suicide bridge, is the Vista Bridge. As well, when we say it is just the county's responsibility, we don't acknowledge how suicide is responded to within the city. And I would like to tell you a story about a suicide response that happened this past June at the St. John's Bridge. A 20-year-old young man in crisis made his way to the bridge on his cell phone, called his mother, who lived out of state, to say goodbye. How his father was able to connect with the Portland Bureau of Emergency Communication, I'm not sure, just that he did. Police dispatch immediately sent officers from the Portland Police Bureau's Behavioral Health Unit and Enhanced Crisis Intervention Team. They took one look at what was happening. They declared extreme high risk, sent it to the crisis negotiation team, and by the time all was in place, we had Bureau of Emergency Communications, Portland Police Enhanced Crisis Intervention Team, crisis negotiators.
Thank you, sir.
And Portland Fire and Rescue. I know we're in a hurry because we're delayed because of the tribute earlier, but it's city employees outside of the County River Patrol. Please, if you're not going to take it seriously for the people suffering, take it seriously for the city employees you are responsible
Point
for.
Well
Ms. Hobb, I'm sorry, Mara needs to ask the question. What was the outcome after the response?
This is one time we can say what happened was the young man in crisis said he would come down if the crisis negotiator from the crisis negotiation team was there to meet him and hug him, and he was.
Oh.
And they got him down.
Thank you.
But
we
see
need to have
the
that
trauma
more often,
that
don't we?
Happens to first responders when also as well when they complete. So please,
thank
for
you,
the sake
Sarah.
Of the people, you have the commitment to take this seriously.
Thank you,
very
sir.
Good.
Yes.
Thank you, Sarah. It's